Boogie Woogie was a piano style that started sometime in the early 20th century and by the 1930s became a huge pop music fad. After World War II, it reemerged in country music, where it was an important precursor to rock and roll. Rock historian Ed Ward has the story.
We know now that starting with Western swing in the 1920s, country music reflections of popular black music has a long history, so that claiming that Elvis Presley was the first successful fusion of the two is just silly. The hillbilly boogie fad, however, has been largely overlooked in that history, although there were hundreds of records made in that style. It started with a guy named Arthur Smith in 1945. Guitar Boogies by Arthur Smith's Hot Quintet, a band which had been backing a singer and recorded it as a goof when there was some time remaining in the recording session. A straight-ahead boogie-woogie performed on guitar, it became a hit, and for the rest of his life, Arthur was billed as Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith. Post-war country music must have been ripe for guitar virtuosos because suddenly they were everywhere.
About 12 o'clock, I'm gonna close the door, can't nobody come or nobody go, I got a boogie-woogie feeling, had it all night long. That feeling my mama won't let me come home.
One of the most influential was Merle Travis, who was from Kentucky, and learned a lot of his guitar style from his barber, Ike Everly, who had a family radio show featuring his sons. Travis was not only a solo performer, he was also in demand as a studio musician.
I love that Mobile Boogie. To travel when I'm heading for home, way down in Dixie where I'll never more roam. I know a girl who's been waiting around, she likes to boogie woogie when I'm in town. I mean Mobile, down in Alabama, where the breeze is blowing, that's where I'm bound.
It's hard to tell, but it's likely Travis is the third guitar behind Alton and Raybon Delmore, the Delmore brothers here. The Delmores recorded dozens of boogies, which revived a career they'd started in the 30s. With the addition of Travis and banjo player Grandpa Jones, they became the gospel-singing Browns Ferry Four, and Travis's ability to play the bass with one finger while picking a melody at the same time, called Travis picking, came out of his boogie period and revolutionized American guitar playing. By the end of the 40s, Travis had moved to Hollywood and joined the New Capitol label, which was recording West Coast country talent, and the boogie craze was in full swing. Travis was in the studio band for the genre's biggest hits, including this one.
Dad stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I looked out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot.
Shotgun Boogie, sung by Tennessee Ernie Ford, was a number one country hit at the end of 1950 and pretty much represented the height of the hillbilly boogie craze. But it also pointed out a growing division in country music. The war had brought lots of people from Texas and Oklahoma to California, and Capitol was only one of the labels recording a new kind of country music. In fact, the music business term country and western was accurate. This music was at least as much western as country, which was Nashville's specialty. Capitol studio musicians were second to none. Along with Merle Travis, they had Telecaster virtuoso Jimmy Bryant and steel guitarist Speedy West, whose instrumental albums wowed other musicians, as well as more open-minded jazz fans. Nashville stayed more traditional and more acoustic during the early 1950s, and the gap between the two coasts just widened as time went on. By the time Elvis came along, making his first records with an acoustic guitar in Tennessee, Hillbilly Boogie was history, and Los Angeles was mixing country and pop, waiting for a new country generation to come along. But that's a story for another day.
Ed Ward lives in the south of France. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and join us on Facebook. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.